Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I'm your host, and we are jumping straight into a classic David versus Goliath scenario today.
I'm your resident tech expert, and I have to say this is one of my favorite topics we've covered recently.
Same here, but this time the battle is playing out entirely within the tech you use every single day.
Right in your pocket.
Exactly. It's the tiny microchip inside your smartphone taking on massive warehouse-sized cloud computing servers.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is the phone is actually starting to win.
Which is wild because for years, the whole tech industry just assumed cloud AI would permanently dominate.
Right, because servers have basically unlimited power.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about server farms plugged directly into the power grid. They have endless thermal headroom and petabytes of data.
While your phone is running on a little battery.
A lithium-ion battery and no cooling fans. So the assumption was that local processing or edge computing would always just be a sidekick to the cloud.
But that assumption just got completely shattered.
Yeah.
And that is the mission for our deep dive today.
Yes, it is.
We are unpacking the historic announcement made on March 4th, 2025. Oh, wait, sorry, 2026?
Yeah, 2026, at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
Right, MWC Barcelona.
Yeah.
OPO and MediaTek got up there and essentially proved how on-device AI can actually beat cloud AI.
And we really want to figure out how they pulled that off and why it fundamentally changes your relationship with your phone.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because at 2 p.m. Barcelona time, they took the stage and made a massive claim.
Very aggressive claim, yeah.
They said their on-device translation is 15% more accurate than Google Translate.
Which is huge.
I mean, how does a phone possibly outmuscle a massive server farm that practically invented commercial cloud AI?
It sounds impossible, but it comes down to three technological pillars working together.
Okay. Lay them out for us.
The first pillar is the hardware. The MediaTek Dimensity 9500 chip, which came out in late 2025.
Right. The flagship silicon.
Exactly. But it's not the CPU or GPU doing the heavy lifting here. It's the NPU.
The neural processing unit?
You got it. It's dedicated entirely to machine learning math. And this specific NPU hits about 35 TOPS.
35 trillion operations per second.
Yep. Which is a staggering amount of math for a device with no active cooling.
Just sitting in your hand.
But raw power isn't enough. If you can't feed data to that processor fast enough, it just stalls.
Which brings us to pillar number two, the software.
Right. In January 2026, OPO introduced ColorOS 16.
And the standout feature there is the OPO AI engine.
Exactly. It acts like a high-speed logistics manager. It optimizes the models and pre-processes data so the chip is never just sitting around waiting.
It compresses everything to fit the memory bandwidth.
Which is crucial. But the third pillar is where the philosophy really shifts. What's fascinating here is that they decided bigger is not always better.
Oh, right. The custom models.
Yeah. The cloud giants are obsessed with building these massive generalized models that can do everything, write, code, compose, poetry, translate languages.
Jack of all trades, but master of none kind of thing.
Exactly. OPO and MediaTek went the opposite route. They built much smaller, highly specialized models tuned for very specific use cases.
A scalpel instead of a multi-tool.
Beautifully put, yes.
And that narrow focus is how they actually get higher accuracy than a massive cloud model.
Because every single parameter in that small model is dedicated strictly to that one job.
Let's look at the real-world magic here, because the numbers from the AI Translate showdown are staggering.
The head-to-head was really revealing.
So OPO's AI Translate entirely offline hits 92% accuracy in just 0.3 seconds.
That speed is so important.
Yeah. And then Google Translate in this specific demo sat at 80% accuracy. It took 1.2 seconds. And of course, it requires the internet.
Plus the privacy issues of sending your voice to a server.
Right. But we do need to point out a trade-off here.
The language support.
Yeah, Google supports over 100 languages. OPO supports a little over 50.
But that limitation is actually the secret to the 92% accuracy.
How so?
Well, look at the Persian to English example they highlighted.
Oh, yeah, that was fascinating.
When you have a massive cloud model juggling 100 languages, it has to share its mathematical brain space across all those different grammar rules and nuances.
It gets stretched thin.
Exactly. But OPO trains a local model exclusively for Persian and English.
Just those two.
Just those two. So it learns the highly specific cultural context and the tricky sentence structures way better than a generalized model ever could.
Which gives you fluid real-time translation with almost zero lag.
Right. 0.3 seconds is basically instant in human conversation.
But this isn't just about text and voice. They also showed off some crazy stuff with photography.
Computational photography has always been so heavy on processors.
Yeah, usually you'd take a high-res photo, send it to the cloud like Adobe Lightroom or Google Photos, and just sit there waiting for it to process.
Hoping you have a good cell signal.
Right. But the Dimensity 9500 runs their new AI Portrait Glow directly on the phone.
In under a second.
Under a second. And it's doing professional cloud-level edits.
Oh, locally.
It's smoothing skin, naturally fixing the lighting, adding that nice background blur or bokeh.
Enhancing the colors, too.
And even brightening the subject's eyes so they look more engaged.
And doing all of those edits simultaneously requires running multiple models at once on the MPU without overheating the phone.
It's incredible. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm ready.
Translation and photo editing are cool, but they're unimodal. They only handle one type of data at a time.
Voice or image.
Right. But at MWC, they dropped the Omni model.
Yes, the multimodal future. This is huge.
It processes voice, video, and text all at the exact same time.
Which is exactly how human perception works. We don't process the world one sense at a time. We see, hear, and read our environment all at once.
And they showed three specific use cases for this that blew my mind.
The first one was live scene interpretation.
You just point your camera at something, ask out loud, what is this? And it talks back to you with an explanation.
Processing the live video feed and your voice prompt instantly.
The second one pushes it even further.
Yeah.
Interactive Q&A.
Right, with actual moving video.
You show the AI a video, ask what the person on screen is doing, and it analyzes the motion frame by frame and answers you immediately.
It doesn't rely on tags or text. It's actually watching the video.
Yes. And the third use case is context understanding. This is the most practical one, in my opinion.
The restaurant demo.
Yeah, you take a photo of a restaurant you're standing in front of and ask, how is this place?
And the Omni model identifies the restaurant from the photo.
Reads the text on the sign.
Pulls up local text reviews from your cache.
Synthesizes the image and the text and gives you a verbal summary of how good the food is, all locally.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the research firm Tech and Analysis made a great point about this.
What did they say?
They said the future of AI simply must be multimodal. Handling isolated text or images is going to look like ancient history soon.
It has to handle the messy real world.
Exactly. All data types at once.
So what does this all mean for the listener? I mean, the cloud works pretty well right now. Why should a company even bother moving everything to the phone?
It boils down to three massive advantages for you as the user.
Okay, let's hear them.
Number one is speed. We talked about latency.
Going to the cloud takes, what, 2 to 5 seconds sometime?
Depending on your signal, yeah.
Yeah.
On-device processing is instant, under 1 second. It makes the phone feel alive.
Okay, speed is great. What's the second advantage?
Privacy. Absolute, total privacy.
Because the data never leaves the phone.
Exactly. It's a zero-trust architecture. No massive tech company is seeing your photos, storing your voice recordings, or selling your data.
It physically stays on the silicon in your hand.
Which directly leads to the third advantage, deep personalization.
Oh, because it can learn about you safely.
Exactly. A cloud model is limited by what data you're willing to give it. But a local model can continuously learn your habits, your contacts, your phrasing, all in total privacy.
It provides truly excellent personalization instead of just good personalization.
Right. Because it knows you intimately, but keeps it a secret.
There's also a massive cost difference here, too.
The business models are totally opposite.
Yeah, cloud providers need billions for data centers and cooling, so they push you into monthly subscriptions.
They have to pay for the power somehow.
But on device, AI uses the phone you already bought. It's effectively free to run.
You're using your own battery power.
No subscription needed. So when can people actually get their hands on this?
Very soon, actually. April 2026.
That's the launch of the OPPO Find X9 series, right?
Yep. They are debuting the Dimensity 9500 and ColorOS 16 in these phones.
And the pricing is pretty standard for a flagship. The Find X9 is around $800 and the Pro is around $1,000.
So they aren't charging some crazy ultra luxury premium for this local AI.
They want mass adoption.
They need mass adoption because the competition is not sitting still. This is a full-blown tech arms race now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
OPPO is just the first to make these specific benchmark claims against the cloud.
Right. Apple has had their neural engine in their chips for years. They are incredibly powerful locally.
Though Apple hasn't outright claimed to beat cloud benchmarks yet.
True. Then you have Google with the Tensor G4 and the Pixel 9.
Which is strong, but Google is kind of trapped.
The innovator's dilemma? Yes.
Yeah.
Their whole empire runs on cloud data and subscriptions, so moving entirely offline hurts their bottom line.
And Samsung is working on the Exynos Come 500 for Galaxy AI, but they seem to be lagging behind OPPO's latest metrics.
For now. But the wild card here is Qualcomm.
Oh, yeah, we saw that article in the Snapdragon Wear Elite.
Right. Their upcoming Snapdragon 8 Elite is rumored to pack an NPU that hits 45 TOPS.
45. OPPO's chip was 35.
Exactly. So Qualcomm might just jump ahead and enable even more complex local models. The hardware race is moving incredibly fast.
So to wrap this up, the paradigm has totally shifted.
Unquestionably.
For everyday tasks, translating a conversation, editing a photo, asking your voice assistant a question, your phone is now unequivocally the best place to do that processing.
The cloud still matters for training the massive models, of course.
Sure. But the local revolution is here. The edge is winning.
And we are just getting started. The industry roadmap predicts that by 2027, standard phones will run 10 billion parameter models locally.
10 billion? What does that even let you do?
High-end video editing, music generation, full programming environments. All instantly and offline.
Just a supercomputer in your pocket off the grid.
This raises an important question, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
The documents mention this push for standardization, like a unified API. So AI software runs seamlessly across any phone brand, just like Bluetooth or USB.
Right.
So think about this. If local AI becomes totally standardized and runs our entire digital lives instantly, privately, and for free.
Oh, wow.
What happens to the multi-billion dollar subscription-based data harvesting empires that the current cloud giants rely on?
If the phone doesn't need the server farms become obsolete.
Massive monuments to an old way of doing things.
The cloud giants could literally starve for data.
Yeah.
That is an incredible thought to leave you with. Next time you translate a menu offline, just think about the empires that might crumble because of it.
It's a whole new world.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep exploring, and we will catch you on the next one.